USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We will begin our open hearings in the impeachment inquiry next week.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says one of those testifying next Wednesday will be Ambassador Bill Taylor. His private deposition was just released, and in it he told the inquiry panel he felt sure the Trump administration was withholding much-needed military aid in exchange for a political investigation of the Biden family and the 2016 election. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What I can tell you about the Trump policy toward the Ukraine, it was incoherent. They seemed to be incapable of forming a quid pro quo.
Saudi Arabia is accused of recruiting two former Twitter employees to get personal account information on its critics. Prosecutors say they were spying on nearly 6,000 Twitter accounts and were paid by Saudi Arabia in cash and also a luxury watch. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
A federal judge struck down a new Trump administration rule that could open the way for more health care workers to refuse to participate in abortions or other procedures on moral or religious grounds. Judge Engelmeyer said that the Health and Human Services Department overstepped its authority. The Kentucky governor's race is still hanging in the balance. Democrat Andy Beshear is still claiming he's unseated incumbent Republican Matt Bevin.
Whatever process that the governor chooses to go down, it's not going to change this overall number of votes. We are going to take the steps to move forward to make sure that we are ready.
Bevin wants a recanvassing of the results.
We want to ensure, above all else, that the integrity of the process is a good one.
An announcement is expected from former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. On Thursday, he's announcing he'll be running for his old Senate seat in Alabama. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. is continuing to force sanctions on Iran. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says those economic sanctions are having a real impact and that we need to continue to press. Rebecca Heinrichs with the Hudson Institute reminds us.
They are not allowed to be enriching uranium under the Iran deal that the Obama administration negotiated at the Fordow site. But the Obama administration's deal never converted or acquired a conversion of that nuclear site into a purely civil site. It was a military site. And so everything that was there before the deal is still there. And so now the Iranians are threatening to begin work again at that site. The other option is to get those sanctions relief lifted is to behave like a normal country. Stop terrorism. Stop this illicit behavior. But that's not the take that the Iranians are going with.
Investigators explained why a self-driving car struck and killed a woman in Arizona last year. USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
Federal regulators say the self-driving Uber that struck and killed a woman in Arizona last year didn't stop because she wasn't in a crosswalk. The 49-year-old victim killed by the self-driving Uber car that was being tested in Tempe, Arizona. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Uber system design never included a consideration for jaywalking pedestrians. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.